Good evening. Tonight is the Sparks team training call for Monday, October 8th, 2012. Welcome everybody to the call. I'm glad you got on. If you didn't get on, hopefully you're listening to this on archive. These calls are being recorded. Thanks everybody for calling in again. And tonight we're going to discuss what to do once you have a new dealer or an account. Somebody asked this the other day, and I know that's an excellent idea. Last 2 weeks ago, we talked about registering dealers and so forth. And so I thought, well, this is a good follow-up to that. I understand last week everybody called in. I appreciate calling in and having Bruce Wapman, a direct jobber in our team, take the call. It was our anniversary, and I did listen to the call later on. I appreciate everybody speaking up and wishing me a happy anniversary. It was a good evening. So, a couple of quick announcements I wanted to discuss. If you're a local listening in, we are having a team holiday party on December 8th from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's going to include a dinner. It's going to be in the same place we had our dealer training a couple weeks ago, and I did put a link to that in the email that was sent out. So anyone in the team is free to attend. Obviously, if you're local, it's a lot easier, so please put that on your calendar. And if you could, we ask to bring a side dish or a drink. We will be providing the main course or buying a ham for the evening. The next announcement is I do have a guest speaker lined up for October 29th. That's the last Monday of the month. Tim Golden, the regional sales manager for AMSOIL, the home office. He is the regional sales manager for the main part of our group, and as well as myself here in Tennessee. He will be our guest on that night's call. We're going to ask him some questions and so forth. And what I wanted to do is if you have questions for Tim, I'm going to ask that people please email those to me, and I will keep the questions, and I'll ask them through myself, and I'll announce who asked the question, of course. But just to keep it going smooth and we don't have any glitches, and also keep the call on mute and everything so it doesn't make the call have too much noise and whatnot. So we're going to ask that people email us the questions prior, and I'll put that in the next week's email as well. So the dealer sales department open houses are still going on. Going to have, we just had one, I think this last weekend, weekend and a half ago or whatever. They had the open house in Wichita. One of the dealers attended that. The open houses, there's two left. There's one in Chicago and one in Las Vegas. Those are both on October 20th. So if you're going to be in the area, those open houses are interesting to go to. It's always nice to meet other dealers in the AMSOIL business that are working their business and asking them questions, as well as getting a chance to meet the people at the home office and ask them questions and see what's going on with that. So start planning now for the AMSOIL convention. It's not too early to start planning. It's not too early to get your name on the list. We registered for it when it was open immediately. So it's July 18th to the 20th in Duluth, Minnesota. Plan. This is your vacation. This is going to be an excellent event. It's going to be a good time to be in Duluth. July, the only warm month of the year for those guys up there. I don't know if that's true or not, but it should be a good time. We're planning to have a great turnout for the event, and remember, the convention only happens every 5 years, so if you miss this one, you're going to have to wait 5 more years to get to an AMSOIL convention. So, again, sorry for not having last week's call up. I've been having technical difficulties with the website. I've transferred my website over to a new virtual private server, which means I don't have to compete with the myriad of other websites that are out there. My sites load faster and have more information, or just wonderful. It just takes a little bit of technical difficulties we have to get around, and it should be up on the site later this week, and I'll put that in the email as well. So, well, many of you on the call tonight have received some of the benefits of what I'm going to talk about is what I personally do with new dealers in the team, and I wanted to go over some of those ideas that I feel are important when you do register a new dealer, and then we'll transfer over and talk about what to do with new accounts. Obviously, if you register a new dealer, and sometimes you don't, it's not always somebody that you know, and it's not always someone that's in your local area. If you're working your AMSL business on the internet or you go to a trade show and what have you, it's always good if you have a new dealer that pops up on your new customer report to start right away and get in touch with them. Welcome them to the AMSL business. Tell them that you are their sponsor, and if they have any questions or anything, you can help them out. Let them know about Michael Sparks and they're a direct jobber. If it's me, Michael Sparks. If it's not, there's another direct jobber. Let them make sure you say, well, our direct jobber is and give them their information. So welcome the new dealer. You can do this. I prefer by phone if you can, especially if it's a personally sponsored dealer. And then offer up some assistance. Ask them, if there's any questions they have for getting started right away. Stress the importance of the T1 program. We're finding it's just very difficult if somebody registers as a dealer to get going on this T1 program, and really once it's done, you never have to do it again. So doing it sooner rather than later is going to give yourself more benefits by that person's going to get, if they don't have questions currently, maybe doing the T1 program will bring some questions to mind for them. And also, if they do have questions, it could answer some of those questions. Well, how do I do this or how do I do that? Some of that's explained in the business manuals and in the T1 literature. So it's just stress the importance. There's no excuse now. Give them the website, the dealer zone, and have them pull up that T1. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to do that. And, if they did buy the business manual, that's great too. I also recommend helping them with an initial order. Whatever products you're currently using, give them some ideas. Register a new dealer, say, well, this is the products I'm using in my vehicle. Ask them about their vehicle, what kind of vehicles they have, and so forth. Ask them, how many miles, how they drive their vehicles, what they do with their vehicles and everything, and then help them with a game plan of getting their vehicles converted over to AMSL oil. Sometimes the engine oil is not the first thing. Maybe transmission fluid. Maybe it's time to change. Hey, have you changed out your differential? Let's get that done. And slowly but surely, get them changed over front to back AMSL. And honest, I'll be honest. I didn't do all my vehicles right at the very beginning. I did them a little bit at a time as I could afford. I didn't have a lot of extra money when I started my AMSL business, and I just did them as they needed and as the time came due. So get a game plan for that. Offer a time to follow up. If you can follow up once a week and ask, is it okay I call you on, or what's the best day that we can talk for 30 minutes or 15 minutes and so forth, and try to hold to that. If you can follow up and say, I'll call you every Friday at 3 o'clock, and see how things are going, just see what's going on and whatnot, it's always a good thing. So, and you want to do that for, the first 30 days or the first 90 days, touching base with the dealer. You're really trying to build a relationship with the person that's on your team, and I think that's an important thing. And just always stress, too, that it's not a bother for them to call you with questions or send text messages. So I think some dealers feel that it's, they're bothering if they call, and then it's not the case in any way. Well, especially for me, if I'm available, I'm going to definitely take the call and do what I can to answer the question and whatnot. And that brings me to before we got started here, Daryl chimed in and said, well, I just registered a new dealer, and he didn't really have a lot of questions. And some of those questions are sometimes they're afraid to ask. Sometimes they're they don't realize that they might have a question, or they feel reserved enough that they don't want to ask the question, and offering that follow-up and offering that availability takes that fear away from them that they would ask, and that's always a good way to try to get your those folks up and trained. And, you know, once you build a relationship, it's a lot easier for somebody to ask you a question than it is somebody you don't know. So it does take a little bit of time as far as that goes. Send new dealers to the dealer training site, whether it's AMSOIL and, you know, the dealer zone, and get logged into that, and then let them know about our dealer training site that we're working on. This is getting better and better every week. I'm adding more things to it. I'm working on the different things as far as adding more information to the dealer training site. I recently put up a calendar on there so you can see all the different the team training calendar, and I'd like to expand that even more. And, you know, if dealers are doing shows, send me information on the show you're doing. I'll put it on team calendar, you know, and if somebody's in the area, they might want to come by and see your booth or something. You know, as our team grows and spreads across the country, and then also, too, maybe somebody could come help you do a show. I don't know if you're open to that or not, but it's just something to throw out there. So check out the team training calendar. And tell the new dealers to do the same thing as well. Offer assistance on getting a website. And I know everybody on the call tonight's not a website wizard or anything like that. And what I'm recommending now is the Lube dealer site is really the lowest cost, best option for getting started. For someone that doesn't have any website experience, for $20, for an entire year, you get access to dealer. It's a lubedealer.com, then it'd be /, and whatever you decide to name it. I've got one that's M Sparks, for instance, and that's an easy way to get started. It's step by step to get it up and running, and then as you can add more things to it as you start learning more about internet advertising and stuff like that. Also, the Lube dealer site is free if you have the premium dealer zone. So the premium dealer zone is $9.95 a month, and that gives you a lot of extra information, reports, and so forth that you don't get otherwise. So take a look at the premium dealer zone. If you're not currently using that, then you get a free website. And encourage your dealers to get that. If they don't want to do the premium right away, they can get a Lube dealer site for $20 a year. Include the new dealer in your email campaign for your team as well as your customer email. You do have an email campaign, is that correct? If not, check out, I found a free email campaign system called MailChimp.com. Currently, Alicia's testing it out with some of her customers. She sent out her first newsletter the other day, and it really works nice. And you can include up to 2,000 emails in that for free. So that would be plenty of customers while you're getting started at a very low cost. You know, you can't get hardly better than free, as they say. I think the only stipulation on the free one is that they put their little logo somewhere on your email that you send out. So advertising the MailChimp thing, and then as your business grows or you need to add more services, then they'll charge for that. But for the main thing, it's up to 2,000 emails for free. Can't send that. Can't complain too bad about that. Another thing for your new dealers is send out cards. Everybody on the team gets cards from me, and the reason I do that is even though I'm not personally sponsoring everybody that's on the call tonight or everybody that's in the team, I just think it's important for folks that are getting started at AMSOIL to know who I am. You know, why are you sending me emails, and why do you get a call from me every once in a while or something like that? And I send out a welcome card explaining who I am and how to get started. And I do this for all dealers in our team that are in the Sparks group. So, and the reason I do it is because when I got started, I had no clue who my upline was. I didn't know how to get in touch with them. I never got a call. I never got a, you know, hey, welcome to the team type of thing. And I just think it's important. This is a, it's a group effort, and having a card that goes out explaining that, I think is something I wish I would have gotten. So I do it for the team. And you could do it with your own personal team. And so, you know, if we had people that might be two levels down, heck, if they're getting three or four cards, they'd really feel special from different folks, welcome them aboard. That would be great. So, and if your dealer's local, offer to meet with them and do events or just meet and strategize on building the business. It's an important part of the training process also if they're doing events with you and so forth, because then they get to hear what you say and see what you do and check out your booth and whatever. That's, I guess, one of the things here that I've learned recently when we did the tow show. You know, a dealer that's never done a show with us before was there, and he learned really fast within the first couple hours of the show what we're saying and how we're talking to customers and trying to get them registered and so forth. And that's going to be just a more powerful way to train dealers in your team. And if anybody has anything as far as what they do with new dealers in their team, anybody have anything they do that's different or anything like that? Looking for any comments?
Yeah, I just sent an email.
You do? Who? Okay. All right. Well, I just was going to see if anybody had any comments and see if they do anything different that I might have missed. I think some of those are good ideas to help a new dealer get started. Anyhow, we'll proceed on to the working with commercial retail accounts. And what I wanted to say about that is, remember, people buy from those that they know, like, and trust. And your goal should be to build on that motto. People buy from who they know, like, and trust. And when you first meet a commercial or retail on the shelf account, and this is especially true with businesses, they want to do business with people that they already, that they feel comfortable with. And there's a lot of times they don't want to do business with us because they're comfortable with who they're already doing business with. And they're not going to tell you that, well, I like Joe Blow better because he sells Pennzoil. He don't care really about Pennzoil. They just like Joe Blow better or what have you. So it does take a little bit of time to build that relationship up. And when you're registering commercial retail accounts, it's important to follow a process that you can build on that. And it could take time. It could take 3, 6 months, a year. Could take more than a year to build a relationship with a customer that's going to buy from you time and time again for the next however many years going forward. So a couple of things. If I register an account at a show, I do not give them the commercial retail packet, the packet that comes with that. When I go to a trade show event, I carry just the account registration form and the account profile sheet, and I fill those two out, and I send them off to Amsoil after the show is over. When I get an account number back from Amsoil, that's when they get their packet mailed. And the reason I do that is, number one, any literature that you give out at a show, 95% of it probably goes in the trash. So if you hand them that important thing with the commercial retail account kit with the price list and the tax form and the co-op form and all the information in there, they're going to that could get thrown in the trash real easily. So we don't want that to happen, because number one, the packets are expensive. They're like $5. If you go to trade show co-op, they're $2.50. But still, you mail them with the account number attached there. I also staple my card to the price list, and I staple my card to the front of the little envelope that comes, and I write their account number on that as well. So, and then I also, if I remember what type of vehicles and equipment they have or what they're interested in ordering or whatever, I'll go through the price list and I'll get my little their little tabs that you can put on like the side of papers. You know, any store will have those. They're little plasticky tab things. And I tab those pages so it's easy to find. If they're into diesel oil, I'm going to tab the diesel page. If they're into gear lubes or whatever, I'm going to tab every single page because then that would be senseless. But if there's one or two tabs on there for the main product they're interested in, that's something nice to do. Then you can also highlight the product that they might be using. For instance, we have, you know, five different diesel oils now. If you talk to them about a certain diesel oil, highlight the one that they're most interested in, you know. So it's just a little thing there as well. And then I mail that along with any extra literature that they might have requested. I don't send a ton of literature just because it is kind of expensive. But the little data bulletins are, I like those. Those are really easy to mail. And there's nothing wrong with printing something out and writing on it. You know, if you print something off the computer, one of the data bulletins or whatever, and write on there, this is the product I recommend using. This is, you know, give me a call whenever you're ready to get started type of thing. And mail that out. If it's a local account that's registered, bring in a packet with and leave it with them, of course, but I never leave the packet or the account application or the price list with them. If they don't have time to fill it out now, then I will bring it back when they do have time to fill it out. And I learned this the hard way by dropping off packets I never were able to get back from them that cost me $5-6, and you know, they never did register. So if they want the wholesale price list or they want to look at prior, they give, you know, I want to look at prices, and I'll either email them the price list, or I'll do better yet, I'll do a quote for the products that they're interested in, and you can do that by going to the dealer zone and using the easy dealer order form. It's on the right-hand side when you get logged in the dealer zone, and then when you total the order, like you're going to place an order for yourself, but you just total it. You don't put the credit card number or anything in there. You just put total, and then there'll be a little button on the left-hand side. It's really only a link. It says generate quote, and it will appear. It's not there until you total the order. And then you can, when you click generate quote, it will choose the type of customer you're making the quote for, whether it's a dealer, a catalog customer, commercial, or retail on the shelf account. And then you can save that as a PDF. And then either email that or print it out or what have you. And you can include the retail prices. You can include the wholesale prices or vice versa. It's very easy. If it's a commercial account, it will include, the, if they're wanting to order drums, it will include the wholesale and the discounted pricing. So it includes the shipping and everything, and it's pretty cool. So if I register the account online via the online commercial retail form, then AMSL sends the packet for us. So there's not much choice in that. It does cost $6 if you do it online, but sometimes it's easier if you're emailing with a customer back and forth, a commercial retail account. It just makes a lot of sense just to do it online. Also, too, if you get a call from somebody and they say, well, yeah, I want to get AMSL, what kind of business do you have? Oh, I've got a farm. I want to buy this product and this product. Okay, we'll get you a farm account set up. Is that okay? Yeah, sure. Well, you get them account set up over that. AMSL emails them the account packet for you, or not emails, they actually mail it via the mail for you. So after I get all that information to the customer along with their account number, I do a follow-up call. I ask to see if there's any questions, and I always ask for an order. Are we ready to place an order today? Can we place an order today? And you know, how many drums do you need today? You know, that's one of my jokes, and they laugh. Well, I don't need drums. I just need a couple quarts. Okay, a couple quarts is great. Well, let's get that going. You know, and if they don't want, not ready to order, ask them what will it take for them to place an order. You know, what will it take? And sometimes they need to wait for the vehicle's not due for an oil change yet, or they'd like to have more information, or some testimonials or something. Offer up some testimonials. We can find the people on our team that have a testimonial. We can ask AMSL for a testimonial, and sometimes that helps get them over the hump. Send a nice to meet you card. I send that to all new customers, or thank you for registering card. I'll send that, or a nice to meet you if it's a local guy and I met him, or if there was at a trade show and I met him at a trade show. Hey, it was nice to meet you. Thanks for registering with us. We're looking forward to doing business with you. And if it's somebody I never met, like it's a preferred customer or something, I just send them thanks for registering as an Anzol account. And appreciate, I let them know that I'm their servicing dealer. A lot of people don't realize who their servicing dealer is, and I want everybody to know that you're doing business with me. And I think that's an important thing of them buying from people that they know, like, and trust. So, and then the next thing to do, a lot of people I don't think do this, is add them to your contact manager. Add any new accounts to your form of contact that you have. I don't know if people still use Rolodex anymore. If you do, put them in your Rolodex. If you don't, if you have Yahoo, put them in your Yahoo contact manager. I use Gmail, put them in your Gmail contact manager. Outlook, you know, what have you. If you just have your phone, whatever type of contact systems in your phone, put them in there. All your accounts, especially commercial retail, and I believe your dealer accounts should all be in your phone. I don't have all my PCs in there because I don't really contact all my PCs on a regular basis. You know, they're buying the products as a preferred customer. Some of them call me and I put them in my phone, but, you know, most of them either buy online or what have you. It's not as important to do that. But commercial retail accounts, I definitely do. I've had them call me and ask for their account number, and I put that in the contact manager, what their account number is and the person's name and so forth. So put them in that. Don't forget to add the commercial retail account to your customer email list. You have one of those, right? You know, email list that you send out to your customers. If not, see the MailChimp.com and set one of those up as well. You definitely want to be emailing your customers on a regular basis. And you can set that up. It's pretty easy to do. You know, just send them a, hey, thanks for the business. Thanks for being an Anzol customer. This is a new product that we got out this month. And just keep it short and simple, and it's just another way to stay in front of your customers. So another thing I do is I offer to help my customers place orders and help them log into the customer zone, which is like the dealer zone, but it's for their own personal account. If they're not doing that, it's always a good thing to do. Offer to help them get their vehicles into My Garage if you're not using that feature. Also, you can add your customers into your My Garage, your personal My Garage. And, you know, that could be a way. And you can also set up an email reminder that also sends to you as well as them. Like, say you know that they have a Ford F-150 and they change your oil in May. So you can set up in your own personal My Garage, Joe Snuffy's F-150. And they change your oil once a year in May. So you can have it send an email reminder not only to you, but it will go to that customer. And it actually comes from Amsoil. It says amsoil.com, you know, reminders at amsoil.com or whatever, time for your oil change. And it sends you a reminder. So now, in a year from now, that person will get an email reminder, but it also sends you a reminder. It says, hey, maybe you should give Joe Blokey a call and tell him it's time to change his oil in his car at least once a year type of thing. So it's just another idea. I don't do that as much as I should. I think it's a great idea, and I think it's just another way to stay in touch and build that customer relationship with your customers. So, of course, after you get an order from your customer, be sure to follow up. Did they get your order? Send them a thank you card. There are two ways to do this. You can either do it a weekly or monthly basis. You can use the personally sponsored customer's orders report in the dealer zone. But what I do is once a month when I get my Amsoil commission, which is on the 15th, I'll print out the order detail report. And it's only available if you have the premium dealer zone, I believe. But that gives me a breakdown of everything that they ordered, so I can go and see if they're ordering like certain quantities of something or other, and I can, you know, if they're ordering a lot of this, I can maybe suggest other products or whatever. And then I send my thank yous based on that. That could just be another way to follow up. So just remember, it's a long-term relationship building with your customers. They're not only buying from Amsoil, they are buying from you, their servicing dealer. And, you know, it's just an important thing to do some of these things. And I hope I gave everybody some ideas anybody have any questions tonight? Anybody have any things they drew in for as far as follow-up that I didn't cover? Be glad to have you speak up now.
I'll tell you, Michael, just for me, that's one of the points I have to really get better at is following up. I'm poor at it, and I just need to do much better. So hearing what you do will certainly give me some ideas. I just need to do it.
Well, anything that you can automate, that can be an automated thing, some things you just can't automate. You can't put them into your contact manager automatically, so you have to sit down and do that, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I use that send out card system
yep.
for my card sending. It just is automated. Once I put them in there, I don't have to, you know, it's a lot easier to do it the next time when it is time to send out a card, because I know I look at it and I think, man, I'm going to send my thank you cards out, and then all of a sudden the next month blows by and it never got done. And I'm like, well, crap, my customers need thanking. And you know, and I get comments all the time. I've got one to say, I appreciate the card and thank you for sending that. And just they're not getting them. So it's something different that they're doing. But
it's a very classy touch. It really is.
Yeah, and these are habits that take time to form. So if there's something you really want to do, I've got on the side of my wall, I have a whiteboard, and these are like the important things that I really need to do, and I put on there, you know, my monthly checklist, you know, new customer packet, email. Did I put them in the email? Do I send out an email? You know, and that's the thing with the email program that's really easy. Once you get them in there, all you have to do is come up with a new email every month, and they'll get something. And I wouldn't suggest doing more than once a month. Even 6 weeks would be too bad. But if you send out an email, you know, just keeping right in front of them and offering, you know, information. AMSL has so much information. You know, and like I'm doing with the emails that y'all get on the phone, I don't change the whole thing. I only change the first little bit, or I might change this part, you know. The other stuff kind of stays the same, you know. So if you put your customer email, like My Garage, that'll stay on there forever. Are you using My Garage? Have you logged into to your account today? Does your information need updating, you know, or something like that? And you know, that just stays on there, and then you just add a little bit here and there. It's really easy to do once you get that email program up and rolling, and then you put a new customer into it, and you do the same thing next month, and it's really a great way to stay in touch with the customers. So, anything else?
Michael, you covered it pretty well, brother.
Is there anything else that I could be doing with my customers? Please tell me. I will do it. So. Well, good.
That's always makes a difference.
I think it does. I think it does. Remember, it's that know, like, and trust. They will buy for those they know, like, and trust. And you know, they're not going to tell you, like, if you're trying to do business with a new customer, they're not going to tell you that they don't know, like, or trust you. They're going to say, well, I just like to do business with, you know, we go back to whatever stores we like to go back. Cause that's where we like to go, you know, And it's just, that's kind of, we're creatures of habit that way, and it does take time to change that. But once you get them changed over to you, you know, and you do some of the things I talked about this evening, it's going to be 10 times harder for your competition to come in there and take that business away. I guarantee it. So.
Yes, sir. Michael, I can tell you that Hyundai dealership, it took me a year to get their first order. But I know once they start using the OE in their customers' cars, it's going to be like Christian Brothers and start buying barrels later.
Yep, yep. And it just, like you say, now that they know you, hopefully they like you, and that relationship will just keep on going. So,
yeah, I think I wore them out.
You wore them out, huh? With that, I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. We went a few minutes over, but hopefully it was all good information, and I appreciate it. Look forward to the archive call on the email coming up later this week. I appreciate it. Everybody have a good night.
Night, Michael.
Good night.
Night, Michael.
Night, Michael.
Night.